Bad word. And then sometimes they get around bull by saying the top cow.
Oh, is that right?
Well, I'd blush that's worse. The roots of my hair. Yeah. I use this.
It's worse to me.
Or the gentleman cow.
Yeah.
I don't like those descriptive terms.
No.
This old fellow thought it should be called a surly.
Surly.
That was a common term.
Yeah.
Oh, 80 years ago, I guess. If you were going to raise horses, what would you need?
A mare and a stallion, I suppose. Or stud, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Any special term for an unbroken horse?
Maverick.
And a spotted pony?
Pinto.
And a small jackass.
Donkey.
Now, here's that swing of horses again. Did you ever play a game with horseshoes?
The dog that's no particular breed is a Heinz.
Heinz.
I'll think of that again later if you want to wait to write it down.
That's all right. This game again that you play with
horseshoes.
Uh-huh. And the horse's foot is called a
horseshoe.
Well,
oh,
the shoe
foot?
Goes on the
hoof.
And all four of these are called his
hoofs.
If you wanted to raise sheep, what animals would you use?
A ram and a ewe.
And these would be raised mostly for their
wool.
If you're going to raise hogs, what would you use?
Sow and a... I don't believe I know. Let's see. Male pig?
Yeah.
Suppose. Let's call him that.
Boar?
Yes, boar. Sounds familiar.
If you have a stallion or a stud and you want to turn him into a gelding, what do you do to him?
Castrating.
And then if you do this to young bulls, the edible product is called
steer?
Well, yeah.
Oh.
But the part that's cut
steak?
Off.
Steak?
No. No, that's not it.
Or the meat?
Well, the part that's cut off when you
The
common restaurant term, I think. Mountain oysters.
Mountain oysters. Mm-hmm.
Strangely enough,
I never developed a taste for that.
I've never had any.
I don't believe I have either.
But I've heard they're extremely good.
They say, the ones who have eaten them say they are.
A lot better than sausage and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have all that inedible inside stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see, I was going to ask you about hogs now.
Okay.
Well, what? Ruined it.
That was the word you were going to have me say.
What would you call pigs altogether? Big ones.
Hogs.
Yeah, I notice I say hogs and you say hogs.
Mm-hmm.
My wife says hogs. That's...
I say it like H-O-G-S, I think.
Yeah. And I'm an H-A-G-S.
Yeah.
What would you call the heavy whiskers on one of these?
On a hog?
On a boar.
On a boar? Whiskers, I guess.
The ones that they'd cut off to make brushes?
Bristles?
Uh-huh. And how about his long, sharp teeth?
Fangs. It's I can't think of it.
Tusks?
Tusks.
Frequently, this comes out tushes with older people.
Is that right?
The tushes. Or it's them tushes.
Yeah.
I've talked to several people who've been badly cut with these things. Get out there and then they get so mad at the animal they just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And either take a piece of pipe and fit it over this tooth and then bend it off, or take a hammer and just belt him one.
Oh my God.